The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld subsidies that millions of people use to buy insurance through healthcare.gov. Residents of 34 states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, could have seen their subsidies evaporate. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports.
Adrian Martinez is 52, born and raised in Camden, New Jersey. And after years of being uninsured, he enrolled in health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. He says thanks to a subsidy, his monthly premium is just under $200 a month.
Oh, it means the world to me. Because, you know, I have a problem with my thyroid, high blood pressure.
Martinez says health coverage helped him get back on his feet. No more postponing care and going to the ER.
And it took so much stress off of me.
Martinez is one of more than 500,000 people across the region who qualified for discounts or subsidies to buy coverage through the federal marketplace. A court challenge put those subsidies in jeopardy. But today, the justices upheld them in a 6-3 ruling. Rutgers health policy professor Joel Cantor says overturning the discounts could have been ugly for the entire healthcare system. That's because without subsidies, a lot of people would have dropped coverage, especially healthy people that insurers depend on to balance the costs of sicker people.
The premium costs would go up radically for those remaining in the market. And as those premiums go up, more healthy people would leave, and it would lead to a cycle of eventually making the entire market unsustainable. It would have done in our individual health insurance market here in New Jersey.
Cantor says had the ruling gone the other way, governors and lawmakers would have been in a bind, scramble to set up some sort of state marketplace where subsidies are still legal, or watch thousands lose coverage. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, had developed a backup plan. He says he's thankful it's no longer needed. Critics of the health law, like Elizabeth Stell with the Harrisburg think tank The Commonwealth Foundation, say it still has major problems that need to be addressed. Insurance costs keep going up.
The ball's now back in Congress's court. I don't think there's anyone that thinks efforts to repeal the law or to significantly reform the law are going to end anytime soon.
Stell says expect battles over loosening rules on what benefits must be covered and how much insurance companies have to spend on health care. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.